Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, what it do?
Oh,
what's up? Good
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
You had to think about that one, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I'm trying to remember my password.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
There it is. Okay. Yeah, it's that one.
Everyone has like two or three, but then there's always like one variation on it. And you're like,
yeah, was it exactly?
Is it the exclamation point? Is it the question mark? You know, although, you know, here at Odyssey now, I was talking to our new IT stud.
Dan.
Yeah. Dan the man.
He's great.
And Rumble Ponies fan. He's a Mets guy from back in New York.
He lived in the Bronx?
Queens. Yeah. I think if you're Bronx, then that's the Yankees. Queens, Fleshy Meadows, then you're Mets. But he was saying that now it's kind of come to the general practice of you don't need any special characters or whatever. You just, the longer the password, the better. So more and more people are not doing that. You need capitals. You need special numbers. They're just requiring it to be like 15 characters long. Like if you notice now, we don't have to have a capital. We don't have to have a number. We don't have to have a special character. They just require it to be a certain length.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that less of a beating?
To me, it's easier because like...
Because you can type like a phrase or something?
Yes. And they said that like there's no... Like, I think now with AI and all this, like, the idea is the longer it gets, the harder it is as opposed to whatever you know crap you're throwing all in right there. So yes, I have changed almost all of my passwords now to just lengthy things that I can remember. So I have like two or three things in my head that I know that it's one of those two things. And as opposed to, wait, was this one capitalized or was it this, you know, is it this symbol? It's way better this way.
Do you guys out there in Radioland think that Big Sook's new password is this?
This is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
Except I would misspell that like 1,000 times over.
Yeah. Maybe it's...
Schultze doesn't like the blacks. Yikes.
God, that's, Schultze.
It's true. I mean, he's the one that said it, not me.
He's hanging me out there.
Believe me, I was very uncomfortable when he said that.
Maybe it's this.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco!
With 8 H's.
Yeah, see, that's the problem is how many... Oh! How many Joel Klatts can I get into one phrase? Oh!
Well, it's good to know.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like a little public service to the people from our man, Dan.
Yeah, you do not need to have... It doesn't make your password any more secure. He said just pick something that is fairly lengthy. I think it's like 15 to 20 characters, and that's as secure as you're going to get.
Should we have Tech Tuesday with Dan from engineering?
Yeah, bring him in.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. Do you think that would be a good segment?
I mean, I suppose there's a lot of those little things in there that, like, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I assumed you had to have, like, all the complex crap in there, and I was constantly resetting passwords, and he's like, dude, don't do that. He's like, if you notice now, we don't require that crap. He's like, just make it long. And I'm like, oh, all right.
To your point, even, like, normal websites, it's like, none of that crap, but, hey, 16 characters minimum. I'm starting to see that. Like, I just got prompted on Yahoo to reset my password, and they say,
16.
Hey, you need to do this.
Yes, I think that's the key now. As long as it's 16 characters long, most places do not require anything other than 16. But he did say, don't make...
one number 16 times?
One number. He said...
16 ones.
He said, make sure the important stuff is different than like a crappy...
don't have your streaming service the same password as your bank account is what you're saying.
Because a lot of those places will let you try it 1,000 times and that you can get some program that'll just spit out crap and there's no end to it. Whereas your bank or something... After you do it three or four and it doesn't work, then it locks you out. So I guess what people are doing now is they're going in and finding some crappy service you signed up for, trying to crack that, and then they use that password to try to get into your bank or, you know, whatever. You know, whatever you actually would have, like, meaningful purpose. The BTJ got her airline miles hacked.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Didn't stolen or?
Yeah, someone went into her Alaska account, didn't do anything with it other than took her... took her miles. Well, if you log into like an whatever frequent flyer account you have, you can just go on there. You see your frequent flyer miles, and you can use.
Oh,
them.
They booked a flight with them.
Yeah, they took her points and redeemed them for something.
Yeah, you can gift them to another member. You can redeem them. Yeah. It's if you have access to the account, it's pretty easy to do that. Yeah.
I had some fraud recently.
Yeah,
I had to mail a check.
What?
Is it 1974?
I know. Well,
passports require you to write a check. You either have to pay I think you have to go cash or you write a check. They don't take debit or credit.
So this guy is kind of an old school attorney, mm-hmm. and he just works out of his house. I don't even think he knows what Venmo is.
Yeah.
And I was dealing with him on something and I had to pay him for a couple of hours of work.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, just mail it over here, man." Right.
Write me a check, huh?
Of course, it was like Oswego.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, well, I cut him a check, and I put it out in my mailbox, and I put up the little red flag.
Sure.
You know, yeah. Hey, I got mail.
Hey, come steal.
Outgoing mail.
Come steal this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And somebody stole it out of there.
I was going to say, that has to be, if you're driving around.
Because he said his mailbox was secure.
Ah.
And mine is not.
Yours is not.
No, you can have my mail. I don't care.
But the problem is that when you put the red flag up, that usually means that you have something to mail out. A check is going out.
So.
Way to tell the thieves, please come take this.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's why it's on there.
You fool.
So I followed the federal regulations. I put up the red flag and somebody stole it. And they wrote Brittany Gregory. Like, it was actually really well done.
Well done, yeah.
They kept the everything.
Yeah, the amount and everything.
The amount
just
and everything
who it's to.
Was the same. It was like 400 some bucks.
Yeah.
And they just changed the name to Brittany Gregory.
Yeah.
And they cashed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know how they got Brittany Gregory in there. But
there's a thing in there now where I think you can... It's not erasing ink, but you can fade the ink well enough, like they wash parts of the check, and then they dry them, and then you can just write in whatever you want.
Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Brittany, that bitch, stole my money.
Yeah.
Now.
You got it back, right?
The good news is the bank investigated, and they gave me my money back.
Yeah.
And I sent him a different check. Now, of course, I've learned my lesson, and I dropped them in the secure blue mailboxes.
There you go.
Located around town.
You never put anything with
like the olden days.
You never put it. The red flag, just rip it off your mailbox, because that is just, you're just saying, come take this.
And so, what was I going to tell you? Oh, I was hoping that I would read about Brittany Gregory and offer you a Brittany Gregory story on In the News.
Bitch.
But I haven't been able to. Yeah. I don't know who she is.
Maybe someday someone will track her down.
But that's, you know, come on, man.
Yeah. It won't just be for your check, though. They're going to have to find a bunch
totally.
Of stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure, I mean, it's not a one-off,
no
obviously.
One's investigating $400, but, you know, that's probably a decent little score. I don't know how long it takes to wash a check and write in a name, but, you know, maybe a couple hours.
I think anything over 1,000 now is a felony. So 400's getting close. You're close. Halfway there almost.
It might be the little fruit-selling cartels out by, because they're, you know, they sit around there and sell their little fruits. Yeah.
I will say, do you ever have...
I'm skeptical of these people.
Yeah. Do you ever have it where you leave your house...
Culling ice.
And this is shady, because people often think that I'm
just kidding, I'm not.
People often think that me in the neighborhood is that I'm the criminal. I have had cops called on me for walking in my own neighborhood. But I will have it at time to time, like when I'm leaving the house and someone is casually strolling by and they seem awful, and I don't recognize them, and they seem awful interested in me leaving the house, I'm always a little like, I get a little like, what are we doing here? The other day I was leaving and I was walking the big fella, and I walk out and there's a dude, and he wasn't really walking, he was just kind of loitering, you know, but he was just, and then he was like, so, he's like, that's a nice dog, you, how long do you walk him for? And I was like, this is all weird. He was just asking like kind of vague questions that like, why are you asking this? It was just weird, and he wasn't really walking. He was just kind of, like I said, he was just milling around. It was mildly uncomfortable, because I thought to myself, how easy is it that to stand in a neighborhood, wait for some dumbass like me to wander out with your dog, and like, yeah, I'm going to be gone for a half hour. Now you got a half hour to do whatever the hell you want.
Did he look?
No, he looked of a certain ilk? No. Look at
what does that mean?
Look at what does look that mean? Look at Schultz.
What does that mean? Schultz?
I was trying racially profiling. Holy
what
cow!
The hell,
Schultz?
It's a wolf. No, wow. It wasn't racial. It was like, were his clothes tattered or not?
No, he looked like a. I'll tell you what. I looked way more like a criminal than he did. So okay. I get sometimes like if I'm walking and like the you know the olds are like, eh, I don't like the look of this. No, he kind of looked like Rop a little bit. He's a good looking guy.
And, hot.
Yeah, he's hot. I was like, ooh, hey, what's up?
Svelte.
Going to the golf course.
Yeah. He looked a little, he looked fine.
Had his golf bag over his shoulder.
hey, which way is the first tee?
Yeah, like I didn't want to say grungy, like he's walking through a neighborhood. I don't know.
I do have it sometimes though when I'm leaving and I see someone, they're just kind of milling around and you're like, yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen you here before. What you up to?
Brittany Gregory, HR director at Big Al's.
Hmm. That bitch. Huh. I knew it.
Uh-huh. See, if that were me, I would have been like, I'm not leaving my house today. Thanks. You can go.
I did have that weird kind of, and I hate to be this guy. I doubled back.
That's what
I
would have done the same.
I did the walk around the block and then circled back to the house just to make sure. I was like, yeah, what's going on?
Do you have cameras around your house?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, maybe you should.
Well, I usually have 160-pound Akita. That usually is my, but I took him with me. You know, I'm like, My whole theory is if you're willing to walk into my house and you and my dog and that's what you're going into, dude, the locked door isn't going to stop you because you're going to shoot the dog anyways. And at that point, chances are you're breaking a window. But he wasn't there, and yeah, I doubled back. I did the half a loop and came back and just kind of, you know, you survey the situation.
Man, you're turning into an old.
Right? And that's, God, that was the first thing I thought. I was like, I've lived there for 10 plus years, and somewhere Gertrude across the street was like, yeah, join us. Join us in the community watch. So, you know, I'm going to buy a Cadillac and not going to be able to see over the hood. And it's insane. You know, just like having a state sale and just be angry all the time. Welcome to my neighborhood.
Get your $4 lamp out there.
Oh, yeah.
Haggle for $1.50.
Oh, believe me, when there's a yard sale in my neighborhood, nothing goes for full price. The olds will not pay full price.
No, no, no.
You could list that thing for 50 cents and you're going to get one of these. Well, I can't do more than a quarter. I feel like quarter is more than fair. That's what they wait for, is a yard sale and a haggle.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's your opening segment on technology and crime.
There you go.
File that under technology and crime today. Today.
Today. Today.
I would like to talk about the Raiders-Cowboys game, if I may.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much to talk about. But there were some cool things, like the onside punt.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Well, it's nice that you found something to enjoy in that game because there wasn't much.
No, the game was terrible.
Yes.
But there were a couple things that were kind of interesting, I thought. So we're going to start there, and then we're going to get to hot Blazers takes.
Mm. Are you going? Are you going to the big Suns tilt tonight?
No, it's on KGW. I get to watch
so you
it.
Don't, you don't have to. You don't have to.
I don't have to go because normally I have to go if I want to see them.
You have to be there.
But
oh, don't worry. A bunch of people are hurt anyways.
Oh, are they?
Well, have you seen the injury rate? Have you?
No,
dude. It's
you mean NBA or Blazers?
NBA.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's. I mean,
no,
yeah,
but
I haven't seen the rate, but yes, I know of the trend.
Yeah, it's. It's more than double what it was the year before when it was all-time.
Bunch of bitches.
Half of the stars are out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's November. You think they want to play?
I'm saying, if you bought, if you got that Spurs game package the other day, you're like, yeah, hell. Wemby's out.
Yeah,
Giannis is out.
Are we worried about Wemby's Achilles snapping now?
Well, I'll tell you what. Giannis is a groin. But, yeah, Wemby's got the calf strain. And anytime you hear calf strain, you're like, yeah, here comes the Achilles tear.
Okay, well, I watched the Blazers against the Mavericks, and I have some observations, some obsies.
Okay. I can't wait.
Well, you should wait. Mm. You should be able to wait. Like, they're not, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I understand.
Listen, it's only going to be a segment, okay?
It's not going to be that much of a deep dive.
Dude, that game was tied, I think 115-115 or 118-118. I can't remember. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Tie score.
Yeah.
15 seconds, Blazers have the ball.
Yeah.
Here's what they ran. Here's what Tiago Splitter ran. He handed the ball to Denny Abdia,
yeah,
who dribbled up the court,
yeah,
stood there,
yeah,
dribbled, dribbled, dribbled,
yeah,
dribbled,
yeah,
1 second left, yeah, step back, off balance, air ball.
Can I ask you?
So three-pointer, by the way, with it tied.
So you have not watched a lot of Blazers. You just described the offense, which is give the ball to Denny and kind of get out of the way. That is...
How do you guys watch that league?
That is
league?
Kind of what they do.
That is such... trash.
Just expect a lot of misses.
It is such trash. Who? Hey. How do you like the NBA watching this crap?
It's just
that
on.
Is a that it. What?
It's just on.
Yeah. Okay. But I just mean like if like you're a big NBA fan. Do you are you aware of the giant steaming pile of crap that they are dumping all over the game of basketball? Basketball is a beautiful game.
I feel like your one segment is spilling over into two now.
Well, that'll be later.
Yeah, that'll be
all right. Raiders, Cowboys next on the Fan. Welcome back. You know, it is a big sports night. We have some college hoops tonight. It's pretty good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And we have college football playoff rankings coming out tonight.
We're getting down to kind of crunch time, even though there's still a lot of ball left to be played. It's starting to take shape. You got a really good idea.
There's really not. There's technically, outside of a few teams this weekend that have big games, like Oregon.
Yeah.
The SEC is basically on a bye.
Yeah.
So there really aren't. There's really basically 1 week left, and that'll be next week.
Yeah.
But there are some big games this weekend. Mm-hmm. At any rate, yes, it is coming into...
And a lot of those teams, like Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Oregon, they can all still lose in that final week. Oregon actually has two games left to play, right? They got USC and Washington. Like, all those teams can lose and still be fine. Like, if Oregon loses to USC, okay, beat Washington and you're in. Vice versa, you beat USC, you lose to Washington, whatever, you're in. The only teams that really are sweating bullets are, well, if you're trying to get a bye, right, top four seed, and then the Oklahomas, the Notre Dames, the Alabamas, BYU is a one-loss team, but they can't afford to be a two-loss team and still be considered. So it's only those handful of teams that really are sweating bullets about whether you're in or out. Because at this point, with one game left, chances are you're... I mean, not chances you're fine.
The only real shakeups at this point, well, that's not true, but the major shakeups would be wild things happening in the championship games.
Yeah.
That could throw a wrench into a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because if, you know, we saw this last year, Clemson beat SMU in the ACC title game, but because SMU, I think, just had the one loss, they put Clemson in as a three-loss team, and they still gave SMU the burst. So two ACC teams get in, and I believe that's what knocked out Alabama. Had SMU won that game, I think Alabama ends up going, and obviously Clemson wouldn't have gone. So that's the thing, is if you get upsets in the conference title games, the committee, at least in the first year, said that you lose in your conference title game cannot hurt you. Once you get to the conference title game, if you're in, you're in one of those power fours. So that would be a big deal. For instance, it looks like BYU and Texas Tech are on a collision course for the Big 12 title game. If Texas Tech loses that game in a rematch to BYU, judging by what we saw last year, Texas Tech is still going. And that would be two Big 12 teams in, eliminates another at-large berth.
So we'll get to that later. You know, it is one of those nights where you got two big college basketball games, and in between the games is when they will give us the rankings.
Yes.
So it'll be later than normal. Normally they do it at 4.
Mm.
It's going to be at 5:30.
Yeah.
so we won't get them for a while. But Michigan State plays Kentucky here in a bit in New York, and then Kansas plays Duke. Mm. How about that?
Rock chalk. Although last time we saw Kansas, yeah. You're getting the brakes beat off of them.
Well, Darren Peterson's out. He's he's their
the freshman.
Yeah, he's hurt. So I don't anticipate much from Kansas tonight. But it's always fun to play Duke.
Yeah,
we beat him last year. Yeah.
Duke's got a bunch of freshmen again.
Yeah, bunch of young guys, but they're pretty deep. So good little night, little sports night.
I watched a little bit of the Civil War last night, and then I kind of was like,
yeah.
I mean, it didn't
right here on the fan.
It didn't really keep my attention, but I watched a bit.
Why didn't it keep your attention?
Just
college basketball's boring.
Just didn't do a whole lot for
hey,
me.
Hey, tell us how you really feel, Schultz.
Emphasis on fundamentals is mind-numbingly asinine. How
what
about
mean?
That?
What does that mean? You don't like them emphasizing fundamentals?
It means that they don't get players that are good enough to even conduct the fundamentals of basketball, yet they emphasize it so hard, and it just makes the game unwatchable.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, there's a lot of just raw athleticism out there with really no discernible basketball skill whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't...
It's good times. Yeah. By the way, Oregon did win 87-75.
Yeah, it was like 41-34 at the half.
Did not cover, though.
No.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
And then I was trying to watch in the second half, and even though it wasn't a blowout, it just never felt like Oregon's. That was it.
Yes, you're the only one.
We've all watched those games where it's a close game, and yet it doesn't really feel like it's close. And I just was like, I got something.
Well, in better game news, we had Raiders Cowboys last night.
I was trying to watch that too, and that thing was rough.
Man, that game was terrible.
The Raiders are so bad.
They're shockingly bad.
Yes, and they're just from quarterback play to they have some of the worst quarterback O-line play, and I know those things are kind of married together.
Yeah.
But when you can't block and you've got a quarterback that really needs to be protected, and he only really operates well in clean pockets, play action, you can't do that, and you can't run the ball at all because as soon as Genty touches the ball, he's got three guys in his lap. It's just, it's a death sentence. You can't run on the Dallas Cowboys? They didn't even try. Dallas has one of the worst run defenses in the league. And I think Genty had, I want to say, 3 carries at the half. I think he had 6 for the game. Like, what are we doing?
And Aikman kept talking about that. But in defense of Chip Kelly in that regard, why are you going to give it to Genty when he's getting hit in the back? Like, he can't even get 2 yards before he's bowled over because of their offensive line. If I'm Ashton Genty, I'm pissed off that I play for the Raiders. Like, I want out of there.
He had 6 carries for 7 yards.
I mean, he can't move.
No.
The second they hand it to him, he's tackled.
But I'll look it up. I believe Dallas is like 29th or 30th in the league against the run. I'm going to go. I want to verify this. They had, as a team, 8 carries. 8 carries against a run defense that can't stop a nosebleed.
But they couldn't run it. They went 6.
They didn't try.
They did 6 times and they got 7 yards. What the hell do you want them to do? They can't run the ball. It's unbelievable. Dude, I've never seen.
It's possible that Pete Carroll's son, maybe not the best choice for the offensive line coach.
I have never seen a worse coach combination than Chip Kelly and Pete Carroll.
It's putrid.
Never seen anything like this.
It's so bad.
They even said on the broadcast last night that Chip Kelly even said, well, yeah, Pete's kind of unique. Like, I've never really worked for a coach like him. You know, Chip, he'll be out of there in no time. But at the same time, we know Chip knows his football. That offensive line is so bad. I don't know what you would do to help that offense. Whatever it is, Chip isn't doing it. So you probably look for a fresh set of eyes.
Yeah.
But come on, man. Who's the best offensive coordinator you know? It ain't any better under them.
No, I mean,
it's just not.
It would be because it's better than this. But yes, to your point,
they have no chance.
There is not a lot going on
now. That team sucks.
They have an awful. They have an awful O line. But I mean, you can't just say in the NFL. I understand that talent level is different, but to look this bad on a week to week basis and seemingly have no scheme, no way to work through things. That is on Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly has been an unmitigated disaster, and why anyone thought he was going to be good is beyond me.
So, shockingly, the over-under last night was 49.5.
Yeah.
The score was 33-16. And I don't know how good you are at math.
Which I'm not.
But I'm great at it.
Clearly.
And I can tell you that 33+16 is 49.
Mm-hmm.
So the game was sitting at 49 with the over-under of 49.5, meaning the Cowboys needed to score just two more points.
Sure.
And they would have gone over.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys knelt before the two-minute warning on the Raiders' five-yard line.
Yeah. I didn't realize that that's what was...
You probably turned it off by
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I turned it off.
I was still watching.
And did you have that
no,
number?
No, I did not
oh,
bet the game.
Thank God.
I did not bet the game. But I was still watching for a couple of reasons. One, the onside punt was fantastic, which we need to talk about. But then I don't know why. I was still watching it. And they I've never seen a team kneel before the two-minute warning. I know it does happen.
Yeah.
Because I read today that the Raiders are the first team to have an opponent go victory formation before the two-minute warning twice in the same season.
Boy, that's a prestigious honor.
Since the 2015 Bucks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's happened. Apparently, it happened to them earlier in the year. It's unbelievable. The game, listen, I know the game was out of hand, okay?
Yes.
But it's only a 17-point game. That's three scores.
Yes.
The Raiders have all three of their timeouts. It is before the two-minute warning. I mean, it's not crazy. And then the Cowboys just knelt. And then Pete just was like, oh, okay, perfect, thanks. I won't use my timeouts. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
They don't care. Like, at this point...
And that... I think they said that it was Schottenheimer kind of giving an homage to Pete, who he worked for. He's like, hey, I'm not going to run it up. It wouldn't have been running it up. The game was... I mean, the game is still going.
Can you imagine, though, like, when you're a gambler and something like that happens, that is just God telling you that he hates you. That is...
Yeah,
that is
those
the,
are rough.
Those are just brutal.
That's why... That's why you don't overbet.
Yeah.
You know.
You got to be careful.
You got why you Oh, I love this so much. I'm going to put everything on. Don't ever do that because something like that
could
happen.
Like you're rolling and you think there's no way I don't get this cover and then the Cowboys decide to pay an homage to Pete Carroll for some reason and kneel before the 2-minute warning.
Well, they have respect for Petey. I don't know how long he's going to be there either.
They should just
What a mess that.
Yeah, they should just
And speaking of messes,
they should just clean house.
Mark Davis's hair.
Well, have you not seen Mark Davis's hair? I mean, what do we...
Well, it was worse last night.
Was it?
You didn't watch it, did you?
No, I saw it.
Dude, his hair was worse.
It's just
I think it's moving back.
It's his hair.
Well, I know it's his hair. It's worse than it was.
I don't...
It is.
I did not notice.
It's moving back on his head.
I didn't notice.
If you want a great example of why rich people are so out of touch, I give you Mark Davis's hair. Because clearly no one will tell him how bad that is.
All right,
and he's surrounded by hots.
Yeah, that's the thing. I did notice, and maybe this is what distracted me. He had like three or four hots in the box when they showed him.
That's why rich people are out of touch, is no one will ever tell them the harsh truth.
And one of them, the one lady had like the Carmen San Diego thing going on. She had like the big hat. They had the big hat on. I'm like, yeah, that's, I don't know. That just looks like his hair.
It's worse.
Well, I think what's happening, believe it or not, I think it's receding. That's what you were noticing in the booth?
Dude. Hmm. I can't take my eyes off it.
I just like that he had the hots.
And Jerry looks so old.
Well, Jerry looks like he's got one foot in the grave, and that's been there for a while.
And kind of bloated.
Well, he's
Is clearly... Is that the whiskey bloat?
Yeah, he's not.
He looks terrible.
Here's the part. That game was so bad that you're thinking that your big revelation is that Mark Davis and Jerry Jones look terrible now?
Well, it's no revelation. It's just pointing, just observation. Jesus. Now, the onside punt, I can tell you, was a revelation. I've never seen that in my life, and that was amazing.
I didn't know that the Dolphins had done that back in 1980.
They did?
Yeah. You didn't see that?
Did they say that on there?
Yeah. So they mentioned it when they came back, and then it was making the rounds today. I guess Don Shula tried it in 1980.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never seen that before. If you didn't watch it, which you probably didn't, you have to announce an onside kick now. So
yes.
The Raiders announced that they were going to onside, and the kicker he punted it straight up into the air.
Yeah,
damn good play. It can't go past the 45, so he only has what 25 yards.
Yeah,
or whatever.
You got to go in the landing zone.
But he hit it way up there, allowed his guys the 10 yards to run up, and then it dropped, and the Cowboys got out of the way.
Which I don't understand.
Well, apparently he called no one. By the way. It sure seemed like both teams were even the Raiders who run the play
yeah.
were entirely confused as to how the play worked.
Yes.
But the kicker pulled it off. And he hits his big, high, straight-up punt. It comes down and then hits and then bounces out of bounds. The Cowboy guy could have signaled a fair catch. And what I read later was that he did. And because he did, the Raiders could have caught it.
Yes.
And got the ball.
But the Cowboys attempt, when he kicked it like that, it seemed like everyone kind of freaked out. But a couple of the Cowboys waved, you can call fair catch on that. So why didn't they fair catch it? Well, they did. Like the two guys, one was like a linebacker, who was like number 53 and someone else. They kind of did the, hey, can I fair catch this? And they did this weird little wave. And then they let it drop. But Pickens was back there. I think he was the one that it bounced to him. All George Pickens had to do was call fair catch and then go catch it. I did not understand why the Cowboys let it bounce.
Oh, wait. No, he caught it. It didn't go out of bounds. He got it.
He
right?
caught it.
Off
it,
of a bounce.
Yeah, it yeah, hit the bounce, and then it went right into Pickens' hands.
That was a nice pull by
it
him,
was
though.
It was great, although you could have just let it go out of bounds, and it wouldn't have,
yeah.
you know, wouldn't have mattered. Right. But I just, I was
everyone
there,
was confused.
Everyone. It baffled everyone. Even the guy that called fair catch, well, actually, there's two of them, didn't try to catch it. So they just called fair catch and then like did nothing.
Yeah. So the fact that
no one knew.
The fact that the Cowboys backed off of it
yeah.
meant that the Raiders could have just gotten under it and yes. caught it and had possession of the ball.
Yes.
And the reason for that is because Dallas had called a fair catch.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that either.
No.
They let it go.
Yeah. It's very strange. But I'll tell you what, I'm here for it.
Yeah, that was great.
Although
now that's a cool onside kick. And I gotta tell you, if you get the kick right,
yeah. But only if the other team is dumb, because if the other team is smart, they just fair catch it and then they
what
go.
If your team is dumb?
Yeah. Well, the Cowboys. So.
Well, the Raiders.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone
they didn't know what to do.
They
either.
Did not know what to do. I'm guessing that because this has made the rounds now and that the Dolphins have done this, I'm guessing every special teams coach at some point this week would be like, hey, just in case, and by the way, you can only do this on a safety. So just in case we ever get a safety and someone kicks the ball in a poot, just fair catch it. Because they do that. Like sometimes they used to surprise people with little pooch kicks. We've even seen it from the old onside where you could surprise it. That's why everyone bounces the ball, because if you just do a little high pooch, there's no height requirement. If the ball doesn't touch the ground, you can fair catch it. And then the other team has to give you a chance to catch it.
Do you think there's a way, because you don't have to use a tee,
no.
but the ball has to be on the ground for kickoffs.
Yes.
Do you think there's a way that they can, that kickers can fudge a kick kind of like that, but not use a tee on the onside? You know what I'm saying?
To get it up in the, but you wouldn't want that. You
why
would
not?
You would want it to hit the ground. Because again, once it hits the ground, you can't fair catch it. That's why you want the kick to bounce.
Yeah, but if you go, but like you say, if the other team's stupid
yeah.
or not ready.
Yeah.
And your guys are down there,
yeah.
that creates a little chaos. Maybe the ball ping-pongs off some shoulder pads, and boom, it's yours.
I suppose. I mean, I guess if
I mean, you got to try something.
I guess you could try to do it like a wedge, where you get a really steep angle and come down at the ball. I mean, that's what they do. They just kick the top yeah. of the ball, and that's how you, I guess.
You do
if
a little pop-up and let your guys run down there,
yeah.
and then see how the other team handles it. If they muff it, your guys are right there.
You could. It's like sometimes people tried the line drive, tried to hit someone with it. But then everyone started doing that, and everyone just olayed it. They're like, hey, if it's a hot shot, just let it go.
Well, that's entirely too much time on the worst NFL game we've seen in a long time.
I'm just – so before this week, now the Cowboys are all the way up to 24th in the league. They were 29th in the league.
Well, they got Quinn and Williams.
Against the run. And, well, that and they played the Raiders. And teams running the ball had a 42% success rate, which was dead. Last, actually, I mean, it was the best run success rate. So dead last against, and the Raiders managed to run the ball six times. It's Chip Kelly should be fired on the spot for that.
I don't think he should, because Genty can't. They can't run it.
No,
and he knows that. He surrendered. He was like, dude, we can't run it, so we're just gonna try to.
Geno slung the ball. Was it 42 times?
Yeah, that's what they have to do.
It ain't good when Geno Smith's thrown 42 times without play action.
That might be the worst team I've ever seen.
It's really bad. Although, remember I said yesterday that the Cincinnati Bengals have the worst defense possibly of all time? Since they started keeping track of it, I do believe now that from a DVOA perspective, I do believe now that Cincinnati does have the worst defense ever tracked from that one statistic.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're in rarefied air. It's something special.
All right, Blazers on KGW tonight for the first time in 8 years. Next, here's Schultz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yes, your Blazers will be playing on NBC tonight for the first time since April 24 of 2017.
I think they got, what, two of these games? Two Peacock games, if I'm not mistaken, this year? There's not a lot of these national games.
On April 24, 2017, that was the night Steph Curry dropped 37 points in three quarters to beat the Blazers 128-103. And lead them to a four-game sweep of your Portland Trail Blazers in the playoffs. First round. That is the last time the Blazers played on NBC. Now, the exciting news, they played the Suns tonight.
The upstart and playoff-bound Phoenix Suns / Portland Trail Blazers. It's a playoff matchup. 8-9.
Play-in matchup.
Playoff, play-in, you know. Semantics. I don't like your attitude towards this.
I didn't say a thing.
Yeah, I can tell.
My wheels were turning. I'm like, oh, man, he's right.
Yeah. There's playoff seeding on the line. You may look back at the end of the year and be like, it's a big game. It's a big game.
So the next NBC game that they play will be the revenge game when Cooper Flagg and Dallas come to Portland on December 29th.
That's the two national NBC games?
I don't know if they have more than that.
I think they just have like two or three. It's not many.
The other one is
the Mavericks.
December 29th against the Mavericks. Hey, you got revenge on your mind.
The 4-11 Dallas Mavericks?
That was the game I watched the other night. Mm. Well, at least in the second half I watched it. Yeah. And boy, let me tell you, I think it's wild to think that Cooper Flagg can't drink for three more years.
Yes.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, welcome to the NBA. Every guy, I always feel old whenever I think about that I am older than every single person that I'm watching. There's not a single player in any sport that I'm watching that is younger than me. In fact, most of the time I'm watching, I have a 28-year-old daughter. Half the time I'm like, you're way younger than my oldest kid. And it makes me feel 1,000 years old.
Do you think Cooper Flagg, well, we know he's an incredibly inexperienced driver.
Yes. And with a terrible, weird Van Dyke goatee thing.
Do you think he has his first fender? Has he had his first fender bender yet?
Oh, that's a good.
He's only 18.
Yeah.
Usually.
I don't even know if he is driving. Maybe he didn't
will
drive.
Will he ever drive? I'll tell you what, he looks pretty good out there, though.
Yeah, he looks all right. He's had kind of an up and down. He's playing out of position. So.
Well, yeah. They're not doing him many favors.
No, they are not.
And they kind of suck.
Yes.
Well, actually, they really
don't kind of suck. They really suck.
But he looks pretty good. Like, dude, he's 18.
Yes.
He's played in 10 games or whatever it is. He looks amazing.
He reclassified. So his senior year, his 1 year at Duke, he was supposed to be a senior in high school. He reclassified.
Anyway, here is the one thing I wanted to point out from the Blazers game that I noticed that I wonder. I have not heard this anywhere else.
Okay.
And I love to listen to sports talk radio. You know I'm a sports talk junkie.
Yes.
You know that, right?
Yes.
I listen to all day, every day sports talk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being facetious. I do not. So I don't know if this has been talked about. So forgive me. The Blazers have two coaches. So who is the little bald busybody assistant guy who's auditioning for their head coaching job running around on the sideline?
No, I think that's the guy. Who is it? That's the is it Nate Bjorkstrand, who they wanted to be the head coach, and he's so close to Chauncey that he said no, that he said I think he would be best served in his current spot. Okay. And so that's why they went with Tiago Splitter.
He's kind of the illustrator of the offense, too. Yes. And they just, as an assistant doing that, it would just be more sensible to keep him doing that.
But he was the original choice, it is my understanding, I believe, for it to be the head coach.
Yeah, he sure seems like he's auditioning for the head coaching position. But maybe he's not. I just feel like I've never seen it in the NBA. I've never seen, it doesn't happen in college either.
Yeah.
I've never seen it where two coaches are kind of pacing the sideline. You're like, you've never seen that. Yeah. It's the head coach in the coach box, and then all the other assistants sit over there, look like they have clipboards or something, and look like they're, you know, they're trying to stay busy.
Yeah.
He acts like a coach, and I found that to be quite odd.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's auditioning, because if he wanted to be the head coach, he'd be the head coach. I mean, they offered it to him, and he said no. So it might be one of those two where, yeah, Splitter is the head coach, but at the same time, maybe you're just kind of shouldering both of those responsibilities. Like,
hey, I think more teams should do it.
Well, I mean, you do have this, like, on in football, you have this where a lot of, I mean, the defensive coordinator to the offensive coordinator, I mean, you're on the, whether you're up in the box or you're on the sidelines, if you're on the sidelines, I mean, you're in the midst of it. I mean, the coach has some say in it, but for the most part, that guy's running it. If you really want awkward, remember the Bears used to carry off Buddy Ryan and Mike Ditka, and that used to piss off Ditka a lot, that there was one too many roosters in the hen house, because that they, the defense thought that basically Buddy Ryan was their head coach.
Well, when they win a title, you're going to have to carry off Bjorkson and Splitter.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure out a consistent offense, and then can you play defense this way?
It's pretty funny seeing all the very quick-turning fans on Splitter. Oh, he can't manage rotations. Get him out! Like, 5 games ago, he was a
genius. They did just lose to the Mavericks.
Yeah. Well, the question that I keep hearing brought up is this style that he's playing, and he's basically doing, like, well, now there's injuries, but he has to rotate like this. You can't play the style of defense that they want to play night in and night out in the NBA. It just doesn't work. You just, you break down. And you're already seeing injuries. I mean, tonight, Robert Williams doesn't play on the second half of back-to-back. So we got the old Yong is back up. He may actually get some run tonight, or they'll just go super small. But look, it's no one knows whether this style is going to hold up. But when they play it and it's effective, it's why they go through stretches. They'll be down by like 15 points, and then like they go on these runs, because really their only offense they have is when they get turnovers and get out and run. But when they actually have to play half-court offense, the half-court offense is give it to Denny, try to get out of the way. I mean, it's just, and they don't shoot well. And so it's a fun, but it's a very flawed team that no one knows whether this style can actually work in the long run.
Well, that's not what I was hearing 2 weeks ago when you guys were all, watch this defense. Bleh.
What were we like?
Watch this defense.
Were we Rocco in it? Rocco! Oh, Daddy! Oh!
In terms of efficiency, which do you think is worse league-wide, their rank league-wide, defense or offense?
Oh, offense.
I would assume the offense is, from an efficiency standpoint, the defense is.
Their defense is ranked 19th, and their offense is ranked 16th.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the Blazers are who we thought they were, or at least some of us that have actual neutral brains.
Well,
not you homers.
The first, everyone knew the first 15 to 20 games were going to be tough. They're a game below 500. They've been in, with the exception of the blowout, Houston just rode their ass. That was bad. The exception of that, they're in most games. They play a fun, exciting style, and I said all along, I think this is a 500 team.
It's really exciting to watch Denny Abdia walk up the court in a tie game and dribble it up and dribble out the clock and take a fadeaway. I mean, he's not even Damian Lillard. He's Denny Abdia.
Yeah. Hey, Denny,
and take a fadeaway, fall away, chucked up air ball three. That boy, I tell you, what offense is that? Bjarkson or whatever you said that guy runs the offense? Fire him now. What the hell was that? The NBA sucks. Let's go back to a real sport.
We talk hockey?
No. Talk about hockey? Worst Heisman race in years. That's what I have next.
It's not good. No.
We'll get to that when we return on The Fan.
Correction, by the way, I thought the Blazers were on NBC maybe 3 times. They're actually on NBC 6 times this year.
That's
cool.
So
I shorted our Portland Trail Blazers.
NBC is giving them, God, even a mediocre Blazers team, many more opportunities than like TNT did back
then. Well,
they're
a hot item. People want to watch them.
Really?
A lot of the teams that have come and played Portland so far have all said the same thing. This You're is right. no longer an easy out. That seems to be the consensus, is they're not going to be great, but this is no longer the last game on the road trip that is an easy out. They play hard, and they are in, with the exception of that Rockets game, they have been in every one of these games until everyone gets hurt, because that's what's happening in the NBA. Like half the league at this point of the stars, like half of the if you were to say like the top 30 players in the NBA, like 15 of them are out for an extended period of time.
I thought LeBron was coming back tonight.
I know he's coming back. I don't know if he's coming back tonight, but he did say that at this point it's just conditioning.
That's all the league needs.
He's got baby lungs. And he said, by the way, he's out for the Olympics, and Steph Curry is probably out.
Oh, no.
They will not be
No making, more old guys at the Olympics.
Yeah, they will not be making a run. Well, when that group goes, when it's, you know, when it's no more Durant, when it's no more LeBron, when it's no more Steph, it will look a little odd when, like, Devin Booker and, what, Anthony Edwards are carrying Team USA. That's going to be weird.
Maybe Jason Tatum will finally be allowed to play.
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg, baby.
Oh, there you go.
Cooper Flagg.
And Wemby, oh wait, no. And Giannis, no, no, no. Jokic.
Luka.
No. Yeah, Luka, no, 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 no.
All right, let's get to some college football. We are getting the college football playoff rankings a little bit later, mm-hmm. about an hour and a half. Worst Heisman race in years. We also have to talk about Shedeur Sanders. I'd like to talk about Shedeur. Well, okay. Actually, we don't.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about Shedeur Sanders.
I will say, just if we're not
going to talk. But we're going to.
Yeah, it is the most egregious, and this is saying something, because you know I feel a lot about the national narratives. This is literally the most egregious coverage towards a football player that I've seen in the 20-plus years we've been doing this.
It's pretty wild.
It's absurd.
All right, we will get to those items coming up next hour here on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.